Welcome to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping Orange County, with your host, Don Camber.
Hello, live from the OC Talk Radio studios at UCI's Beal Applied Innovation Center. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Don Camber with another great guest impacting our community in a positive way. Today, I welcome American Red Cross Southern California Region Preparedness Manager Kimberly Offrecht. Thank you, Kimberly, for being on Impact OC.
Thanks for having me, Don.
April is Earthquake Preparedness Month in California. The American Red Cross can help you prepare for earthquakes. Kimberly, if an earthquake strikes and we're sleeping, what should we do?
That's a great question, Don. The best thing to do when an earthquake strikes is to find a safe place. Now, when you're sleeping, that safe place might actually be in bed. Right now, and you can look in your room and above your bed, is there anything near you that might fall on top of you during an earthquake? And if so, you might want to bolt that to the wall a little bit more securely or even move it somewhere else. The best place to be is not underneath any furniture or any pictures or windows or anything that might fall. So if you have anything around that you can't move, you might want to look for a safer place to go.
And let's stay on that subject for a little bit. You're in bed, it moves, you notice something's going on. What else should you might want to have near your bed? What action should you take?
Yeah, so you can put a little preparedness kit near your bed, because once everything starts to move, things might start to break. You might have broken glass and debris on the floor. And if you need to evacuate your home, you don't want to walk over that barefoot. So you might want to have a pair of shoes near your bed that you can put on really quickly and then have those there to keep your feet safe while you leave the home.
And then what else should you do? Assess what's going on in your home?
The best thing to do would be to get to safety as quickly as possible. Have all of your preparedness done ahead of time, a kit and a plan, so that all of your family members know what you're doing, where to go, where to meet if you do have to leave, and then where you're going to go if it's not safe to stay home.
Is it safe to just run out of the house when that happens?
Not while the shaking is starting. You should stay where you are when the shaking is going on. Cover your head and stay there and wait until the shaking has stopped. And once that has stopped, then it should be safe to carefully leave your home. Again, wearing shoes if you can. But if you run outside during the shaking, you have a huge risk of actually getting injured by falling debris.
Talk about drop, cover, and hold on.
Yeah, so drop, cover, and hold on is what you should do when you feel an earthquake starting. You want to drop to the ground as safely as you can, and then make your way to a safe place to cover yourself under a table, some sort of bulky furniture, where you can then cover your head and neck to keep yourself safe, and then hold on while that shaking is going on.
Now, in the past, people would say go in the hallway. Where is a safe place to go?
Yeah, great. So I always hear, like, what about a hallway? What about a doorway? Those were safe places once upon a time. We used to have different building codes than we do now, where the doorways and the hallways were actually double reinforced. But a lot of buildings now that are being built, they don't have that reinforcement. So a doorway or a hallway is no safer than any other area. But if you're not able to find a table or a desk or something to cover yourself under, you can crouch near an inside wall, something that doesn't have any furniture on it, any pictures or glass or windows. Crouch there and then just stay there until the shaking stops.
Would a closet work?
So a closet usually has a lot of things. Like, I don't know about your closet, but my closet has a lot of shelves up in there that has a lot of things that might fall on top of me. I don't know that I'd go to my closet just because I've got a lot of things stored up there.
All right, let's talk about the famous preparation kit.
Yeah, so everybody should have a preparedness kit, a disaster kit, something that has all of their materials that they'll need for survival for about 3 days to 2 weeks. And it should have food and water for every member of your household. You need about a gallon a day per person. So make sure that you are storing enough water, because after an earthquake, if our pipes break, you might not have any other water than what you've stored. So you need to make sure that everybody has enough for drinking, for cleaning, and for cooking. You should have flashlights. We don't want to use any matches just in case there are any gas leaks in the area. We don't want to ignite those. And then just think about any specific needs that your family members have. Is there something that you need for maybe a baby or a child or someone in your household who uses specific assistive devices or medications? You want to put that in there too.
We talk about flashlights. Is it wise maybe to have them around the home?
Yeah, anywhere that you can. I have one next to my bed just in case I need it. If the power goes out and I need to find my way out, I'll have that flashlight right there. And so it's probably a good thing to have around. Again, you don't want to light any matches or any flames.
Now, when an earthquake strikes, will you have cell phone service or is landline better?
That's a great question. So you may or may not have cell phone service. If you do have a landline, sometimes those are able to get a call out. It really depends on the infrastructure and what has been damaged. If the phone lines are down, you probably won't have a landline. If the cell phone towers are down, you probably won't have your cell phone. So it's good to have redundant communication capabilities and a plan with your family.
Well, speaking of a family plan, what should that plan entail?
Your family should have all sorts of plans that will help you all stay together and keep track of one another after a disaster strikes. Not just even an earthquake, really anything. You should have ways to communicate. Included in that should be an out-of-state contact, someone who lives out of the affected area. You may be able to get a call out to them. So if everyone in your family can call that one person and say, hey, I'm okay, that way you can keep messages going that way. You should have a plan for where you need to evacuate if you have to leave your home, and a meeting place, one outside your home, and then one outside your neighborhood, so that everyone in your family knows where to go and that you can keep track of everyone, make sure everyone is safe.
What should you have in your car in case an earthquake strikes?
That is a great question. You should have an emergency kit in your car, too. I have a 3-day kit in my car. I have some things that I might need if an earthquake strikes while I'm away from home. For example, if I'm at my office and my family is at home, I have some things that I can use to keep myself safe while I'm trying to get back to them.
What about cash?
Cash is great. If we don't have power, we won't have the ability to scan our ATM card. We should have some cash on us, small bills, because you never know who might not be able to make change. That way you can still purchase things from your neighbor or from the grocery store if the bank cards aren't working.
Now we talk about supplies. Where do you put them? In what?
Yeah, so I think it depends on what you have available and what space you are going to store it in. I've seen people have theirs in big duffel bags. My family has ours in a big plastic tote, and that works really well for us. And so just something big enough to store all of your materials and all of your supplies in. Keep it all in one place.
What about texting? Is that going to be possible when an earthquake strikes?
It is possible. It's possible if we aren't able to get a call through that we might be able to get a text through. I would encourage people to try texting if you just can't get a phone call through to your family.
How young can you reach a child about this?
Talk to your children about disaster preparedness. If they know about earthquakes, they should also know how to prepare themselves and what to do. I've seen students in elementary school learn about earthquakes. We actually teach some disaster preparedness in elementary schools, from all the way from kindergarten to fifth grade, on how to prepare for various emergencies and disasters that might occur in their area.
So what are they learning?
They're learning things such as drop cover and hold on, what to do during an earthquake. The older kids, we actually teach them what an earthquake is and why it occurs. We teach them how to be prepared and to talk to their grown-ups at home about preparing their household and preparing their home and starting that conversation for creating that emergency plan and that communication plan.
What about securing items in your home? Right now, it would probably be a wise decision to go and look around your home.
Absolutely, yes. If you're home right now, look around. Or if you're going home later, do a little scavenger hunt through your home and look for those big, bulky pieces of furniture and check to see if they're attached to the wall. All of your bookshelves should be screwed into a stud in your wall. That way it won't fall over on top of you. TVs, medicine cabinets, anything that is against the wall and is large and usually tall should probably be strapped down so that it doesn't fall on top of you during an earthquake.
What about first aid kits?
You should have a first aid kit in your emergency kit. It's also a good idea to have some around your home just in case you need to take care of some minor injuries.
Now, when we talk about supply kits, don't they need to be rotated in and out?
Yes, they do. Food expires, water expires, even medications and diapers expire. So just keep an eye on all the things in your kit. Check through it every once in a while. I'd recommend maybe twice a year just to make sure that your food is all up to date. It's edible. It's not going stale and that you're able to eat everything in your kit. If a disaster happens next week and you didn't have any updated food in your kit, all you have is the food that you have available. So it's a good idea to keep an eye on that.
Well, give some structure to how someone could operate their lives in preparedness world in terms of planning, in terms of checking their goods. What regularity should they do that? What can they do to make it simple for them to do that and make it part of their life?
Yeah, great point. So people can just keep an eye on things that maybe twice a year, check on your emergency kit. Earthquake Preparedness Month is in April, and then Regular Preparedness Month is in September. So we're coming through and reminding people about twice a year about preparedness. So it's a good thing to go through your kit, make sure that your kit is all up to date. Go through your plan, make sure everybody in your household is accounted for in that plan and that everybody knows the plan. Also, with daylight savings time, it happens twice a year, you can practice your evacuation plan then. Just to make sure everybody knows where they're going, not just for earthquakes, but also for home fires. You need to know how to get from, let's say, your bed to the front door with your eyes closed, because you might not be able to see if the power is out or if there's smoke filling the room.
What are some websites people can go to that illustrates what we're talking about?
The Red Cross has a great website. It's redcross.org/prepare that goes through how to prepare for each individual disaster that happens in our area. And it has examples of kits, things that you can put in your emergency kit. It has some tools that you can use to build an emergency plan, ways to be informed and to keep up to date on all the information in your area. And then we also have an app. It's called the American Red Cross Emergency App. It's got a little white box with a red exclamation point in it. You can find it on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And you can download that, and it will give you up-to-date weather information, as well as information on how to prepare for different disasters, quizzes that you can use to test yourself on your preparedness knowledge.
Is there a place people can go to purchase supplies?
The Red Cross has a store where you can purchase pre-built emergency kits, or you can also find, sometimes you can find them at Walmart or Home Depot. You can check through all of the lists of things on the Red Cross website, redcross.org/prepare. And go through your house and see what you have already. I actually built half of my kit just with things I had laying around. So it doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be there.
What happens behind the scenes when an earthquake strikes? What happens with emergency units? Can you kind of let us know that?
Yeah, so different cities throughout Orange County have plans for if an emergency occurred. So earthquakes, home fires, wildfires, your emergency manager has a plan for your city. So you can talk to your emergency manager, go to the emergency management website and see what kind of plans they have there. But they will also have a way to respond. They'll open shelters and care centers. They'll have first responders going out and responding to the emergency situations that occur after a disaster. The Red Cross will assist in that as well.
Exactly what does the Red Cross do?
So we work really closely with cities and the county, and just to help out with those unmet needs. We supply training as well as personnel and materials to help cities open up their own shelters in the event of an emergency.
If people want to help the Red Cross, what can they do?
Yeah, so two things. Go to redcross.org/volunteer and sign up as a volunteer, take training, learn how to become a disaster responder, or you can donate to the American Red Cross and assist in our preparedness and disaster efforts.
Explain about the money. When people donate to the Red Cross, where does it go?
So about 95 cents on the dollar goes all back into our programs. It goes to supplying disaster supplies as well as preparedness programs. And everything that the Red Cross does is all just on the generosity of our donors.
What are some of the things that are overlooked during an earthquake that people don't prepare for?
I think that the most overlooked thing is just to keep your food up to date. I even forgot about my food. I had food that was 3 years expired in my kit that I discovered in September during preparedness month. A good thing to also have is just a change of clothes. There's some things in that you can put in your kit that you might not think about on a daily basis because you use it so often. A can opener, for example. If you have canned food and you don't have a can opener, you can't eat any of that food. So make sure that you have all of those little tools that you're going to need to take care of yourselves as well.
What kind of food lasts a long time?
So there are emergency rations that you can buy. There's shelf-stable food. It doesn't taste very good, but it definitely offers nutrition. Canned food can often last a couple years. So just look for things that have long expiration dates. Typically, dry food or canned food is going to be a good option.
Now, when an earthquake strikes, where should they go for more information?
So when an earthquake strikes, you're going to want to check with your local authorities. They're going to have information. There's a great website called alertoc.com that has the sign up for an emergency alert app. And you can sign up for this. They're going to either text you, email you, or give you a phone call with information on what's going on in your area so that you can keep up to date on all of the things that your local authorities need you to know about the emergency. So they'll give you more information right when it needs to be, right when the emergency happens.
Now, if you're in your car and you notice something strange happening, thus it's an earthquake, what should you do?
Pull over to the side of the road as safely as possible. Stop the car, put on your emergency brake, leave your seatbelt on, and just stay there until the shaking stops. Avoid bridges, overpasses, stay off of all of those things, and don't go underneath anything that might fall on top of you. If you do have a power line that falls on top of you, stay in your car, don't touch the metal. If those power lines are live, you can still be electrocuted through the metal of the car.
Thank you, American Red Cross Southern California Region Preparedness Manager Kimberly Offrecht, for being on Impact OC. And I thank everyone for tuning in. I'm OC Talk Radio Public Affairs Director Dawn Camber. Have an impactful day.
You've been listening to Impact OC, the only program showcasing the people and organizations shaping our community. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.